Couchbase Capella database as a service is flexible, full-featured, and fully managed with built-in access via key value, SQL, and full-text search. Flexible JSON documents align to your applications and workloads. Build faster with blazing fast in-memory performance and automated replication and scaling while reducing cost. Capella has the best price performance of any fully managed document database. Visit couchbase.com/screaminginthecloud to try Capella today for free and be up and running in 3 minutes with no credit card required. Couchbase Capella, make your data sing. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Last week was the San Francisco AWS Summit. Yeah, I was expecting a lot more announcements that were germane to things. Well, easier week for me, I suppose. Let's dive on in and see what AWS has gotten up to last week, those rascals. Amazon Macie adds support for discovering more types of sensitive data. And attendant with this comes the ability to discover more types of sensitive cost centers, as this thing misconfigured still costs a king's ransom despite their cost improvements. Amazon Neptune now offers a free trial. No one knows what the hell a giraffe database is, but now you get a free month of begrudging usage to realize that you still don't know what the hell a giraffe database is. Amazon Polly launches a new Austrian-German neural text-to-speech voice. I can't wait for my Roomba to yell at me in a voice that sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger's robot sister. Amazon Textract launches new queries feature within Analyze Document API. Nice. I can ask intelligent questions about documents that Textract analyzes, such as, is this post-employment non-competes that AWS wants me to sign and is scoped to all of Amazon reasonable? I do hope it correctly returns, no, the hell it is not. Autoscaling in AWS Glue is now generally available. A serverless service is defined by AWS as automatically scales. So now AWS has apparently just flat out forgotten what words are supposed to mean. Announcing general availability of AWS Glue interactive sessions. Go in and putter around with it by hand used to be an anti-pattern. Now it's a feature. It's always been my debugging strategy. AWS Security Hub launches cross-region security scores and compliance statuses. This cuts my workload by 22%. Thanks. AWS Step Functions expands support for over 20 new AWS SDK integrations. Nice. Kubernetes for AWS services is how I'm going to start thinking about Step Functions. EC2 autoscaling now lets you set a default instance warm-up time for all instance scaling and replacement actions. If you autoscale manually, the default instance warm-up time depends upon how awake your on-call person is. Amazon Aurora Serverless V2 is generally available, instant scaling for demanding workloads. A year and a half in preview would have been odd but understandable if this had been V1. I'd have considered V1 to have been that preview personally. There's swing and a miss, and then there's whatever the heck this is. Automatically detect operational issues in Lambda functions with Amazon DevOps Guru for serverless. The original version of this blog post mentioned that it didn't cost anything extra. It no longer says that. So I've configured it myself, and I'm going to find out one way or another where the truth lies. AWS Migration Hub Orchestrator. New migration orchestration capability with customizable workflow templates. As far as service names go, Kubernetes for cloud migrations would have ironically been more understandable, not to mention accurate. This episode is sponsored in part by LaunchDarkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? LaunchDarkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince. a decade of innovating with AWS Marketplace. I largely don't give a toss about AWS Marketplace, but I also strongly advise that you read this blog post because Stephen Orban talks a bit about his personal journey with Marketplace within it. I care remarkably little for the minutia of services, but very much for the stories of the humans who build them. Amazon Redshift continues its price performance leadership. Snowflake is in retreat. Redshift is the leader. We have always been at war with East Asia. Share data securely across regions using Amazon Redshift data sharing. Yeah, no. See, I can handle sharing data between virtually any two points securely. It's not exactly hard. SSH or rsync, two endpoints that can reach each other, done. I'm much more interested in sharing data economically, which, thanks to AWS data transfer pricing dimensions, is basically 14-dimensional chess. Flexible IP address management solution for AWS Control Tower. I like this solution very much. It's an alternative solution to the VPC IPAM feature, as per the article. Allow me to translate this for you. I could buy Microsoft 365 licenses for everyone at the Duckbill Group solely so they can manage IP addresses in Excel, and it would cost a couple orders of magnitude less than VPC's IPAM would cost us. It's a great feature at an absolutely ridiculous price that I am incapable of taking seriously. And finally, how Expedia Group built Database as a Service, DBaaS, offering using AWS Service Catalog. Because the 40 managed database offerings AWS offers weren't enough, Expedia Group built their own. Sure, why not, said AWS, and let them post about it. We can only assume that AWS Go For It with Expedia Group compatibility is a forthcoming reInvent launch. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices. I will be hanging out very quietly in Seattle Monday through Wednesday of this week. But I'm not doing anything public, so too bad, so sad. Talk to you next time. Stay salty, friends.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.